Good morning, everyone. You're listening to the World Teacher Program for Share International New Zealand on Planet FM 104.6. Each Friday morning, we bring you information from the teachers of the Ageless Wisdom. The purpose of our program is to introduce Maitreya, the world teacher for the Age of Aquarius. Maitreya does not come alone. He brings with him the Masters of Wisdom, a group of highly evolved teachers. They work in many fields and can teach us the art of living, how to live in right relationship with each other. With their inspiration, we can transform our civilization, creating justice and peace. Approximately every 2,500 years, a new teacher brings a body of teaching to the attention of humanity that is suited to its needs at that particular time. Usually, this takes place at the end of an age. Right now, as the age of Pisces is in decline, and as our solar system moves more into alignment with the constellation of Aquarius, new energies begin to make themselves felt. As these Aquarian energies stream into our planet, the need for change can be seen more clearly, and chaos ensues as the old order begins to crumble to make way for the impulse of sharing, justice, and peace for all.
Good morning, everyone. Today we have an article from the Point of View section of Share International magazine by David Suzuki, who is a well-known Canadian environmentalist. In New Zealand, there is movement towards planting more trees, and you might be interested to know that natives aren't considered the most efficient oxygen exchangers. And we're informed that if you plan to plant more trees, those with the larger leaves would be the best choice. We're also going to share with you a message from Maitreya and information on crop circles. But firstly, here's the article from David Suzuki.
And it is entitled, Demanding Economic Growth on a Finite Planet Robs Future Generations. August 2 was Earth Overshoot Day. Unlike Earth Day or Canada Day, it's not a time to celebrate. As the Earth Overshoot Day website explains, it marks the time when we will have used more from nature than our planet can renew in the whole year. That is, the definition of unsustainable and means we're using up the biological capital that should be our children's legacy. We would require 1.7 Earths to meet our current annual demand sustainably. It doesn't have to be this way. Our planet is finite, but human possibilities are not. Living within the means of one planet is technologically possible, financially beneficial, and our only chance for a prosperous future, said Mathis Wagenagel, CEO of the Global Footprint Network, an international research organization that uses United Nations statistics and other sources to calculate when Overshoot Day falls every year. This year marks the earliest overshoot date yet. Wagenagel was a student of University of British Columbia ecologist William Rees. They popularized the footprint concept in their 1996 book, Our Ecological Footprint. Andrew Sims of the UK's New Economics Foundation conceived Earth Overshoot Day, partnering with the Global Footprint Network in 2006 on the first campaign, and with conservation organization World Wildlife Fund starting in 2007.
According to the website footprintnetwork.org, overfishing, overharvesting forests, and emitting more carbon dioxide into the atmosphere than natural sinks like forests can sequester are among the ways we overshoot Earth's capacity. The consequences are serious. Impacts of ecological overspending are apparent already in soil erosion, desertification, reduced cropland productivity, overgrazing, deforestation, rapid species extinction, fisheries collapse, and increased carbon concentration in the atmosphere. It notes, natural capital constraints also pose a threat to economic performance and economic stability. Climate change is the most serious result. The Global Footprint Network says our carbon footprint makes up 60% of our total ecological footprint, and it's increasing rapidly. Basing its calculations on the land area required to sequester carbon dioxide emissions from fossil fuel burning and cement production, the network says our carbon footprint has more than doubled since 1970. The network also offers a mobile-friendly personal footprint calculator. Be warned, if you live in North America, your footprint will likely be much higher than 1.7 Earths, no matter how ecologically aware you consider yourself. We use far more energy and other resources than people in many parts of the world. The site includes a range of solutions in four areas: food, cities, population, and energy. In North America, reducing the carbon footprint by using less energy, especially fossil fuels, is major, but so is changing food habits. Food demand makes up 26% of the global footprint. Because raising animals for food requires far more resources and creates more emissions than growing plants, reducing the amount of meat and animal products we eat decreases our footprint. According to Oregon State University researchers, if Americans ate beans instead of beef, the US could meet its 2020 greenhouse gas emissions goals, even if the country did little else and if people continued to eat other animal products.
Food waste is another major problem. One third of the food produced worldwide is wasted or lost, as much as 40% in the US. Population is an obvious concern. More people require more space and resources. Strategies to stabilize population growth also have social benefits. Educating girls and providing access to safe, affordable, and effective family planning and empowering women are essential to reducing population growth and result in better economic development and health outcomes. Because humans are increasingly urban dwellers, with 70 to 80% expected to live in cities by 2050, things like energy-efficient buildings, integrated zoning, compact cities, and effective options for people-powered and public transportation are crucial to reducing our footprint. Some have criticized the Earth overshoot concept, arguing it's not accurate or that it underestimates resource overuse. Wagenagel admits the calculations are only as good as the available data, but argues that it remains a useful way to put our unsustainable ways in perspective. Demanding constant economic growth on a finite planet with limited ability to renew resources is a recipe for overshoot. We can and must do more to reduce our growing impact on the only home we have. Now, this was reprinted with permission, written by David Suzuki with contributions from David Suzuki Foundation Senior Editor Ian Hannington.
And you can get more information on their website, davidsuzuki.org. Our radio show is based on Maitreya's teachings, which is part of what's called the Ageless Wisdom Teaching. The masters ask us to turn our attention to the environment. The teachings are spiritual in nature, covering topics that concern humanity and the Earth's well-being, therefore covering financial and economic structures, politics, art, and the science of meditation. In September 1977, Maitreya, the world teacher, began to give a series of messages through Benjamin Krem, and that was through a process of mental overshadowing at Friends Meeting House in London. So to follow, we are presenting two messages in which Maitreya explains his return to the everyday world and holds up a vision of humanity's brilliant future. So this first message is the second that was conveyed in September 1977. Good evening, my dear friends. I have taken again this opportunity to speak to you and to establish firmly in your minds the reasons for my return. There are many reasons why I should descend and appear once more among you. Chiefly, they are as follows. My brothers, the Masters of Wisdom, are scheduled to make their group return to the everyday world. As their leader, I, as one of them, do likewise. Many there are throughout the world who call me, beg for my return. I answer their pleas. Many more are hungry and perish needlessly for want of the food which lies rotting in the storehouses of the world. Many need my help in other ways, as teacher, protector, as friend and guide. It is as all of these I come, to lead men, if they will accept me, into the new time, the new country, the glorious future which awaits humanity in this coming age. For all of this I come. I come too to show you the way to God, back to your source, to show you that the way to God is a simple path which all men can tread, to lead you upwards into the light of that new truth which is the revelation that I bring. For all of this I come. Let me take you by the hand and lead you into that beckoning country to show you the marvels, the glories of God which are yours to behold. The vanguard of my Masters of Wisdom is now among you. Soon you will know them, help them in their work. Know too that they are building the new age through you. Let them lead and guide, show you the way. And in doing this, you will have served your brothers and sisters well. Take heart, my friends. All will be well. All manner of things will be well. Good night, my dear friends. May the divine light and love and power of the one God be now manifest within your hearts and minds. May this manifestation lead you to seek that which dwells ever within you. Find that and know God.
And now on to the third message that was also delivered in September 1977. Good evening, my dear friends. I am happy to be able to speak to you once more and to tell you that I come to take you with me into the new country, the country of love, the country of trust, of beauty and freedom. I shall take you there if you can follow me, accept me, let me lead and guide. And if this be so, together we shall build a new world, a world in which men can live without fear, without mistrust, without division, sharing together the earth's bounty, knowing together the bliss of union with our source. All this can be yours. You have only to take the first steps, and I may lead. Allow me to help you. Allow me to show you the way forward into a simpler life where no man lacks, where no 2 days are alike, where the joy of brotherhood manifests through all men. Mine is the task to lead and guide, but you, willingly, must follow. Otherwise, I can do nothing. My hands are tied by law. The decision rests with mankind. May the divine light and love and power of the one God be now manifest within your hearts and minds. May this manifestation lead you to seek and to find that which dwells ever within you. Identify with that and you know God.
So next we'd like to introduce you to events we often don't see or recognise for what they are. And they take place around us both locally and internationally. So in each edition of Share International magazine, there are photos of UFOs and crop circles and other phenomena featured. You can view a selection of these on the Share International website, share-international.org. And would like to just read out to you three examples, the first of which is on the 19th of July 2017, which is the 40th anniversary of Maitreya's entry into London and the modern world. A crop circle resembling the equal-armed cross of the Age of Aquarius appeared in a field in Climbing Beach, which is in West Sussex, England.
And now we continue with some more sightings. And this one was on the 1st of June 2017 in Colorado, USA. A witness in the US was sightseeing with friends near Copper Mountain, Colorado. They stopped to photograph a frozen lake. Upon reviewing the photos later, the witness was surprised by the appearance of a flying cylindrical object in one of the photographs. No one saw the UFO at the moment the photo was taken, the witness reported. And the source for that was ufocasebook.com and also mufon.com. And I have another one, and this was on the 4th of June 2017, and this was in Texas, also the USA. A witness and her father were driving through El Paso, Texas, when they observed a glowing, flattened, disc-shaped object hovering in a cloudless sky over some hills. They stopped and took numerous photos while the object remained for more than an hour. My father and I were ecstatic, as we both wanted to have a personal UFO sighting all of our lives, the witness stated. And the source for that is MUFON.com.
We continue with more information from Benjamin Krem, who was the chief editor of Share International magazine. In his book, The Gathering of the Forces of Light, Benjamin Krem explains about crop circles. He says, the Space Brothers make the crop circles. These are essentially centres of force or vortices. The crop circles that have appeared all over the world are focused primarily in the south of England, because that is where Maitreya is. His point of focus in the world is London. Although the crop circles are not in London, they are not far from there. They appear in large numbers in wheat and other crops for a reason. It is a tangential way for the beings in the spacecraft to leave their calling card saying, we are here. The Space Brothers make incredibly intricate, beautiful, ever more elaborate patterns in the crop circles year after year. Then the crops are cut, the crop circles disappear, and they appear again the next year when they are made again. They are deliberately put in crops because the crops are seasonal. Some of the patterns, especially the more recent ones, have meaning.
And now we come to what is entitled the Crop Circle Star. On the 18th of July 2017, a 400-foot diameter crop formation was discovered in a wheat field near Clay Hill, Warminster, England. The formation is an obvious representation of what is known as Metatron's Cube, a geometric pattern in the Jewish Kabbalah and sacred geometry that represents the flow of energy into all forms of creation. In the Kabbalah, Metatron was the name given to the biblical patriarch Enoch after his bodily ascension into heaven and transformation into an archangel. In the July-August 1998 issue of Share International, Benjamin Krem answered a question regarding the true provenance of Metatron. The question was, noting the similarity between the consonants, in brackets, vowels are not written in Hebrew, close brackets, in Metatron, M-T-T-R, in Maitreya, M-T-R, as well as in the office, namely teacher of teachers, is Maitreya Metatron? Benjamin Krem replied, yes.
That's all for today. Thank you very much for listening. If you'd like further information, you're welcome to write to us at Box 34491 in Birkenhead, Auckland, or of course check out the website share-international.org, and we'll be very happy to respond if you write to us. Love and blessings to you all.